Good morning. High pressure, which brought us a good amount of sunshine and a nice second half of the weekend, is now giving way to the north and east. In its place, we have a steadily advancing area of high to mid-level clouds through New York and New England. That's blotting out some of the early morning sunshine. Still, though, the weather will remain dry for a few more hours, especially in northern New York and New England, while the clouds thicken across the Catskills and Hudson Valley. A warm front approaching from the Ohio Valley will head in our direction today, and the entire region will have increasing and thickening clouds. Rain showers will break out in the western Mohawk Valley and Catskills first by mid-morning and steadily advance to the north and east, encompassing the I-90 corridor by the time we reach the early afternoon and the rest of the region through the afternoon and into the evening. The rain will fall steadily and perhaps even heavily at times in spots, and we could even have a couple of claps of thunder and bursts of rain as the warm front pushes through. Temperatures today will steadily climb into the 60s and reach to just about 70 on average before the rain begins and readings start to fall again. We may even see some lower to mid-70s across northernmost New York and New England, as it will take longer for the clouds to thicken. Overnight tonight, with the warm front overhead, the rain will continue heavily at times, also areas of fog and maybe even a thunderstorm, lows dropping back into the upper 50s to around 60. A cool front, part of the same storm system, will approach tomorrow with more clouds, showers, and thunderstorms likely off and on through the day, and highs will be up into the lower 70s. The system will push through the region for the day on Wednesday. However, some leftover moisture could yield a few more showers, and highs will be in the lower to mid-70s once again. Now, there'll be some leftover energy on Thursday and Friday, so we can't completely rule out a shower, especially across the higher terrain, but we'll go with mainly dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds to round out the week, with highs both days in the mid-70s, and it looks like a better chance for drier weather on Saturday and Sunday, so for the weekend it looks nice, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another round of showers and thunderstorms is in store for the entire East Coast through tomorrow morning. An upper-level trough is continuing to head eastward toward the coast. Along with it, a cool front at its surface, currently in the Mississippi River Valley, will make its approach by this evening. Deep moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, along with unstable air, will enhance conditions favorable for widespread coverage of thunderstorms through the eastern part of the country. With the expected heavy rainfall on top of what the same region picked up from Tropical Storm Andrea, flood watches have been issued for most of the mid-Atlantic region northward into New England. Meanwhile, an upper-level ridge will settle in across the Central Plains and parts of central and western Texas. Temperatures could reach the century mark for these regions as the upper ridge stays in place through Wednesday. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rocks, St. Kitts and Nevis at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Blue River, British Columbia in Canada. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees with a north wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 55 degrees, the dew point 54, 96% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.18 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 125 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at West Yellowstone, Montana, Snake River, Wyoming, Bailey, Colorado, and Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain, heavy at times, possibly a thunderstorm in the upper 60s, Boston, increasing clouds with showers developing later in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 78 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 65, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.67 inches, which is 49 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 16.41 inches for the year, which is 45 hundredths above normal. There were no heating or cooling degree days yesterday with the average temperature of 65. The average high temperature today in Albany, 77 degrees, the average low, 55, the record high, 96, set in 2008, and the record low, 36, in 1975. Sunrise this morning, 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m. 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today, with showers developing from south to north during the afternoon and highs in the mid-70s. More rain tonight, heavy at times, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any sunshine this morning fading behind increasing clouds with showers developing during the morning and a steadier rain this afternoon, perhaps even a thunderstorm, highs near 70. More rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with showers developing today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. More rain, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight. The rain could be heavy at times. Also, areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any sunshine this morning fading behind increasing clouds with showers developing during the morning and a steadier rain this afternoon, possibly even a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 60s. More rain, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Any sunshine this morning will fade behind increasing clouds with showers developing, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs near 70. More rain could be heavy at times, possibly even a thunderstorm tonight. Also areas of fog with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, more showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s. A shower possible Wednesday, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday in the mid-70s. And mostly sunny for the weekend with highs in the middle to upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.